Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Text anytime 0487 736 736 right across Western Australia. You're listening to The Run Home with Hayes and Marto.
Hello and welcome to The Run Home. We're live from the Toolkit Depot Studios here at Optus Stadium. And Thursday night is Teams Night. We'll bring you all the teams as they come in. Oliver Florent signs on for 5 seasons at the Swans. Sam Draper reaches out to Luke Beveridge as we build up to the 55th showdown in Adelaide. Big show. John Casey will join us. Mark Hutchings as well to talk a bit about the West Coast Eagles. And what a round. The showdown, Battle of the Bridge, Carlton Collingwood, Q Clash, Melbourne Geelong. We are set for a massive round of footy. We want your headlines. What are your predictions for the weekend? And we have a prize today. Our best text or call today wins an ultimate sports package thanks to the Jerky Co. And Peter Vlahos, oh, he backs it up. That's the story. There's the headline right there. Yep. Peter just keeps on going. He loves it.
Yes. It's like when you used to play junior footy and you used to play in the under 12s and then you used to finish that game and then the coach would come in and say, well, the under 14s a couple players short.
It's happened to my team this week.
Can you play for them? So you used to play two games of footy on a Saturday morning. And that's what it's like here at the moment, off the bench.
Entree, main serving.
I'm with the big league now. I'm with an absolute champion of the Fremantle Football Club here.
Is Pav here? Where's Pav?
I just want to throw something out gimmicky just before we get underway. Now, since 2000, Hayes, give me an idea on who you feel that is the club that has spent the most time on the bottom of the ladder. Now, we've spoken a lot about North Melbourne at the moment, the cellar dwellers. Since the start of the 2000 season, this century, which club has spent the most time at the bottom of the ladder in terms of rounds?
Can I give you two? Carlton and Melbourne.
Well done. Yes. Carlton, 73 rounds. Melbourne, 53 rounds. Have you seen what I've seen?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I played through that era, and I know they had some very tough times. Lots of high picks, which represents finishing at the bottom. Mm. So it does turn. Is that what you're saying?
It does turn. So there you go. Carlton, 73 rounds. Melbourne, 53. When you look at the West Coast, even though they've gone through some tough times, 36 rounds. Fremantle, 31 rounds. And the best of the clubs, Sydney only 3 rounds at the bottom of the AFL ladder, by Collingwood 9 and Geelong 9. So there you go.
Surprised Geelong's been down there for that long.
Yeah.
I suppose they had some tough years, early 2000s.
Well, last year I think they were bottom, weren't they, for a couple of rounds when they didn't win some early games. So there you go.
Now they're on fire. Big game against Melbourne. Looking forward to that. Now the teams will be released, expecting Sam Switkowski and Jai Amos to come back in for the Fremantle Dockers. Justin Longmill was a bit coy today, just wanted to make sure they got through training and they pulled up okay. And for the West Coast Eagles, Tom Barras and Harley Reid, two big names coming back in contention. But the showdown, Thursday night showdown. I'm excited for this game.
I'm looking forward to it as well.
One of my headlines is going to be that Adelaide aren't done yet. They're going to have a big win tonight. They're going to show the football world that they're just getting things on track and setting themselves up for a late run potentially to play finals footy. Do you think they can win?
I think they can. There's no question they can. And even though they've lost, they've had a bit of bad news during the course of the week, I reckon that'll be an added spur. I'd get Rory Sloane into the rooms tonight, have a chat to his teammates, and tell them how much this game means to him and how many he's played and his experiences. And I reckon they'll be revved up. I like the Crows, and that was certainly one of my fancies pre-season. I think slowly but surely they'll get back on track. So I'm going for the Crows. But it's amazing, really, how the showdown, for whatever reason, maybe because it's 27 each since 1997 when they played their first one, has slowly but surely grown to get the interest in Victoria, get the interest here in Western Australia, and even beyond. And I spoke to Ash Brown, actually, the editor of the AFL Football Record, on my program previously, and I said to Ash, in the short term, Ash, do you think we'll ever see a standalone game outside a final of the West Coast Eagles and Adelaide Crows? And he says, well, he said, as long as the Eagles improve a fraction and the Fremantle Dockers improve, but see, the showdown's not based on where the clubs are. They could be sitting 17th, 18th, but they still command a bit of interest, unlike what happens here.